It's NBA Australia. How you going? Man, it's NBA Australia. It's episode 90. It's Tuesday, April 3, the sunny Melbourne day here in Australia. And I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here in Chateau Armour in Melbourne, Victoria, making sure you know who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Just while repping Australia a little bit, mate, just a little bit. And I am joined. That's right, we've got another guest. Fucking love a good NBA Australia guest. It's my old mucker, Timothy J. Hamilton, noted Lakers enthusiast and former other half of the Derong Guys NBA podcast. Tim, how are you?
Good, James. Thanks for having me.
Nice. That's pretty good. that was very pleasant. All right, man, we're wrapping all the rest of the games from last night that we didn't get to talk about yesterday because of this weird whole, hey, it's a different time zone and shit's all upside down. Plus, all the usual dumbassery, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day, and we wrap all the games that are coming up for tomorrow. The preview, not a wrap, you dickhead. We're checking in every Australian NBA player to see how they're going, mate. And we've got our new segment, Outback Takehouse. You want some shrimp on your take? Come to Outback Takehouse. Plus, it's Tuesday, so we've got our Shane Hill Shoot Your Shot, random guy going ham of the week, and it's awesome. Tim, you excited?
Very.
Nice. All right, let's do it. NBA Australia, let's go. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the shark attack.
You better. Because we always start NBA Australia with a daily whip around. Tim, do you want to talk about the last four games we didn't talk about yesterday?
Yes.
Well, the ones that I talked about yesterday. No. Let's do it. What do you want? Well, there's no other news. There's no games today. This is weird, right? Like, this is the stupidest day in the NBA calendar. I don't know why.
It's the annual volunteer basketball match for youths and
the indentured servitude basketball league.
Yes.
Jesus, they're having their championship game.
So the people that get paid a lot of money get paid to sit at home and watch the volunteers play for one day.
It's just how it works. Special. It's great. So there were four other games we didn't talk about because of the whole weird timing thing. So the Bucks, Tim, did you see this? They shit the bed against the Nuggets in overtime. Nuggets win 128 to 125. What the fucking hell, Bucks? Like, they're trying their hardest, and they're up 10 with about a minute to go. That is fucking unbelievable. They're up 18 halfway through the fourth quarter. Giannis fouls out, and it all just fucking falls apart.
Well, and yeah, I think it's sometimes hard to see, like, you know, Steve Kerr, is he a good coach, or has he just got superstars on the court? The Milwaukee Bucks are badly coached. And that's the only explanation for flameouts like that and why the Bucks are just such a mess.
Can you fire an interim coach?
Well, no. At least Jason, what's his name? His name is, at least he's not Jason Kidd, Bronte.
Yeah.
So
Bronte.
They suck.
Our mate as well. Used to be at the Nets with Kidd. Weird.
So that's two just trash fires that Jason Kidd has left in his wake. The Bucks are going to get bounced in the first round, even if they pick up a little bit of steam and finish seventh or sixth. Or something like that.
You don't think they scare the shit out of the Raptors, though?
Well, the East is a weird mesh of teams that could all lose in round one. But I don't think the Bucks are. Unless Giannis he's obviously the X factor. He could just be a free throw every time. But I thought last night was a great example. Was it even last night?
It was like two nights ago.
Okay. So. I am just rattled. Because the Nuggets aren't that good of a team. They're an okay team, but they're not going to make the finals. They're not going to make the finals. They're probably an equally place to Milwaukee in terms of talent and skill. And they just shouldn't have been able to be put back in that game by a pretty talented roster.
So Jabari goes for season high 35 points, season high 10 rebounds as well. At least that's nice that Jabari's good again. But at the same time, he doesn't want to be there. They don't want him there. That seems like it's a shit show. Just watch him go to Utah and they fucking tread for the next 20 years. The Joker, Nikola Jokic. Hello, yes, it's Nikola. 35 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. Almost won it on the buzzer as well in regulation. That's how fucking far they came back. Unbelievable. Jesus, Nugs, good job. They needed that real fucking hard too. And even still, they're probably going to miss the fucking playoffs. Like, Jesus, what are you doing, you morons? Other games, the Warriors smoked the Suns. The coward, Kevin Durant, 29 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. But how is that dunk by Daniel House? As Draymond Green, no longer Defensive Player of the Year, just stood by and went, oh, fuck, that was sweet.
Yeah, he's taking a season off defense, Draymond.
Too busy on fucking Snapchat.
He can't help but be reasonable at it automatically, but otherwise, no. He's just enjoying his front row view of the other team's offenses.
Pretty good. The Blazers also smoked the Grizzlies, 113-98. Dylan Brooks, 28-6-4. He's pretty good. Marc Gasol, meanwhile. What a fucking shit show that guy is. Coach killer Marc Gasol at this point, too.
He's had a hell of a year.
I fucking hate the guy now.
Yeah, he's had a bad year PR-wise.
So I keep, as we bring up on this here podcast all the time, this is all David Fizdale's fault, clearly. That's why the Memphis Grizzlies are bad, Tim.
Exactly.
Ugh. But that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen that they fired that guy. Fuck.
James, we've had an ongoing debate for years that I'd like to put back to you and ask the same question you've always asked me. Mark or Pau Gasol?
So I used to say Mark.
All the time, and you were wrong.
Every time. Now I'm wrong.
Yes.
Because fuck that guy.
You were wrong then, and you were wrong
now.
He's
got so much money left on that contract as well. Jesus. Dame Lillard has 27 points, 3 rebounds, and 9 assists as well. Good job, Blazers. They're just cruising along, kicking ass. I love it. And speaking of not kicking ass, your Los Angeles Lakers lose to the Sacramento Kings, a team not trying. 84-83. Not only did you lose, it's a horrible game. 84-83.
It was a really bad game.
Jesus Christ.
The Lakers are down to like 5 rotation players. You understand this.
And one of them is Brook Lopez, which is basically someone putting a ladder in the middle of the fucking floor. Jesus. So no Brandon Ingram. No Lonzo in this one either. You still had Kuz. He had a shit night. Julius Randle. Contract year Julius Randle. Love me some contract year Julius Randle. Do you reckon he's going to be another Nick Batum contract year? A bit of a Marvin Williams contract year kind of dude?
No, he's fantastic.
He's younger than those dudes, though.
Along with many Lakers are on the I'd rather him than LeBron kind of rant that you delude yourself with.
Nice one. So no Ingram, no Lonzo. What are you going to do? You know what that really pissed me off about, though? That we missed De'Aaron Fox versus Lonzo? We haven't had a good showdown between the two of them this year.
No,
fucking sucks, man.
We'll get 10 years of it. Eventually.
Lonzo keeps ducking him. Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, I'm hurt again. Oh, I'm hurt again. De'Aaron Fox like, hey, motherfucker, I ain't ever been hurt.
This is the 90th episode of you just trolling Lonzo Ball.
It's because I'm a big baller, Tim.
It's because... yeah.
Buddy Steph Curry healed, had 17 of his 19 points in the first half. Turned it over with a minute to go as well, but then actually got the sealer to win the game with 37 seconds left. Had a steal. Had the dunk, game over. De'Aaron Fox, 14-6. Lakers, as mentioned, Kuzma's a bit of a shit show. But
I feel like you've gone into a lot more detail on this game than you did the others.
Ran over the Grizzlies pretty quickly. All right, let's move on to the NBA Australia approved performance of that night, 2 nights ago.
That's not that nice. That's a nice.
Now, conventional wisdom would have the Joker, Nikola Jokic. Yes, he's Nikola Jokic. But fuck that. Look, great comeback and awesome, but did he throw himself an alley-oop dunk in the middle of an NBA game against the reigning NBA champs and dunk over the top of a defensive player of the year candidate? No, Jokic did not do that because he's not Daniel motherfucking House Jr., Tim. This was so good. It was like everyone just stopped caring like halfway through his dribble move as well. Like they actually kind of boxed him out. He's sort of stuck at the top of the key. He picks up his dribble. Then takes one step, goes, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Throws it off the backboard and then yams it home over the top of Nick Young and Draymond Green. That was fucking awesome. Any thoughts on Daniel House Jr. there, Tim?
What were the rest of his stats for the night? Or did he just win for that?
He had like 14 points. It was all right.
Okay.
Pretty good. On you, Daniel. Like, speaking of teams that don't have any fucking rotation players, that Phoenix game, they didn't have Devin Booker, TJ Warren. I don't think they had Dragon Bender. No one knows where the fuck Tyson Chandler is. Like Tyson Chandler might actually already be in Mexico. 1, 2, 3, 4, Cancun. Like that's he did that like 2.5 weeks ago. I love it. Anyway, so there you go. Good job, Daniel House Jr. Probably the only time you're going to get mentioned on NBA Australia, but that was fucking sick. All right, old mate, no mates.
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 Who's got no mates today? Oh, it's the coward, Kevin Durant. The blog boy's comment is now entering fucking NBA lexicon. Like, I talked about this on Saturday when I actually heard it for the first time. I think it was on the Friday Simmons podcast, wasn't it?
Yes.
Thursday or Friday. I was in the air anyway. So I listened to it. I'm like, all right, that sounds fucking, like, really dumb. Turns out I was right. I listen to the rest of it, you're like, God damn, this fucking asshole. Talking a whole bunch of shit, doesn't know what he's talking about.
He was
like
talking to you.
He's not talking directly to me. He's talking to actually like national media. He doesn't give a fuck about like morons like I say. His point seems to be national media don't even know what they're talking about, so fuck everybody, you shouldn't listen to anybody. I'm like, well, hang on a second. I watch more basketball than Kevin Durant does.
Yes.
A whole bunch of media watches more basketball than Kevin Durant does. So his opinion is automatically far outweighing everybody's. It's like, well, no, it's a different fucking opinion. It comes from a different place. It doesn't mean it's valueless. And that's his point, is that it has no value and fuck them. They should all just shut up and fuck off. It's like, fuck.
Shut up and watch me dribble.
Yeah, shut up and watch me dribble. It's nice. Anyway, so there you go. The coward Kevin Durant, another old mate, no mates. I like that he's getting dragged for it a bit as well. Like, it's becoming a funny NBA Twitter thing.
He's become a petulant man.
He is a real bish. All right. It's the Tankapalooza 2018 update, because we had a couple of those tank teams rolling in. There they go. Rolling in. So Phoenix, 19-59 in pole position. Watch them fuck that up, eh, Tim? Memphis, 21-56 in two.
No, they've fucked it up. They're, like, reasonable now.
I don't know what they're doing. 3-7 in their last 10. Phoenix is smart. 0-10. They've now got a button.
Well, hey, I mean, you can't discount Memphis's, was it 19? Game losing 17.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. Atlanta at 22-55. Orlando just behind them at 22-54. So that's 0.003 of a percentage point difference.
They're really kicking themselves for having like a 5-2 start to the season.
Orlando, man, they were like the second team in the East for like the first 2 weeks of the season. Dallas 23-54 in fifth, which is amazing because Sacramento just keep fucking up and winning games. Sacramento have won 4 of their last 10.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable. Brooklyn cruising on trying to win games and 22-52. That's the Cleveland pick in 7th. Chicago in 8th, 26-51. And the New York Knickerbockers of New York City.
The Bulls are
27-50.
The Bulls are really the stupidest team.
They've won 2 straight. Like, what are you doing? They beat the Wizards on the weekend. What the fuck?
Everyone involved in that game is an idiot.
The Wizards are trying to make, like, not be in 8th. They can still miss the fucking playoffs if they keep losing all these fucking games and Detroit win out. Like, that is absolutely remarkable. Anyway, so there's the top 9 of the Tankapalooza. Pretty good. It's all shaping up. I love the... So one of my favorite nights, I think we've gone through this plenty of times. Like, my ranking, like, my favorite nights is, like, the draft night number 1. Then the lottery night, I think, is number 2. And then 3 is the start of free agency.
What?
Pandera. When it's not actual, like, basketball.
Oh, okay, right.
The you know, favorite NBA shit.
I do love Lottery Day.
Lottery
Day
is amazing.
Stupid things that happen that day.
All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into the who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Well, look, we had no one playing, but we did have a couple of extra ones. Villanova. What do you reckon? Better than Lonzo Ball? Maybe. Last night, at least they played. Just saying, Tim. Just saying. Shots fired, dog. How's DiVincenzo, though? How's that? Smashing it. Entered the game averaging 13 points a game. Had 18 in the first half. Out there fucking smashing it. So, look, DiVincenzo, better than Lonzo Ball. Also, though, how's this? I actually literally like want to know. Kuzma versus Lonzo. Where do you fall? So, Kuzma last night... 13-5-2. Okay line, but it was on 5 of 16 shooting. Taking that Kobe lesson to real heart right there in the Lakers organization.
Oh, because none of the players you like have had a bad night.
Donovan Mitchell, man, shooting fucking 18 shots for 18 points as well. Hey, I'll say it right there. Lonzo, though, Kuzma, choose. Who do you like?
Choose.
Who do you like more?
Like if we were hanging over a cliff and I could only save one kind of situation?
Yep.
Lonzo.
Lonzo. Wow. Give me Kuz.
He's not actually having a bad season. He just hasn't met expectations, and he sure as shit isn't Ben Simmons.
Not having a bad season. 9-55 on 3-pointers. That is...
What's Ben Simmons on threes?
O for
10.
Because he's smart enough not to take it when he can't hit him. I love Ben Simmons. Come on, what are you doing? Thing is, like, Lonzo went 21-42 and then goes 9-55. That's the regression to the mean, hitting very hard and very quickly.
He's young.
Jesus. All right, let's get to Yeah Nows right after, let's say, this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stree, eh? Cheer, Brew.
Yeah, we're back. NBA Australia.
Yeah, nah.
We take three storylines from the NBA and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Tim, number one. We're going to generalize these because nothing happened yesterday. Will Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins be with the Pelicans next year? Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You reckon both of them?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What do you think?
Pelicans could miss the fucking playoffs still.
Well, that's a problem, but I don't
so
think they will.
If they do miss, I'm like, fuck, I don't know if Boogie comes back.
Well, that's
I don't know
different.
If they shell out. Like,
that's a caveat. But if they make it, I think they're both in. They seem to have good chemistry. They seem to like each other. They start to figure out on the court. The Marcus is a big question mark. The Pelicans would be silly to... they just have to be the ones that bite the bullet in that situation, and the Marcus would be silly to pass up what would be his best.
Sure. Makes sense. I like it. I think if they miss the playoffs, it's a bit tricky.
They won't miss it.
Otherwise, though, who knows? Number two, Luka Doncic should be the number one pick. Yeah, nah.
Don't care.
Don't care. Really? DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic, you don't care. Could be the second coming of Larry Bird versus the second coming of Hakeem.
Yeah, and Andrew Wiggins is still the second coming of Michael Jordan.
Scottie Pippen, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, it was Jordan. He was Maple Jordan.
Maple Jordan.
Peter Turgulu was some sort of Jordan equivalent at 1.2.
Turkish Jordan?
Jesus. I don't care. Well, they can come in whatever or any order they like as long as Lonzo schools them all in year two.
Sure. Number three, James Harden is the MVP, no questions asked. Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, feel it. If Anthony Davis had have kept up that torrid run,
nah.
He might have had a chance.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah? Nah. Number four, let's do it. Brad Stevens, is he going to beat out Dwayne Casey and Quinn Snyder for coach of the year? Yeah, nah.
He does have the inferior Morris twin playing better than the superior Morris.
Does he, though? This was my thing that I think I mentioned yesterday. He may have actually, at some point, switched Marcus and Markeith. Keith's having a horrible fucking year, which is much more Marcus-y. And Keith and Marcus is playing hard, and they switch spots.
They would, too.
I reckon Keith's like, fuck Washington, I'm out of here. How about you come down here, we'll switch it.
Brad Stevens is going to win 10 of those things, I think. Or he'll just be the Jerry Sloan who always comes second or whatever. I think Dwayne Casey's been better.
Yeah, I think it's weird that it's like switched the, this, you know, you always lambast the idea of narrative. But this is what's happened. Like, we had the Raptors are unbeatable. They're for real, finally. This is amazing. And then they have like a shit week and everyone's like straight back off the bandwagon, which is, you know, to be fair, honest. Well, to be honest, fair for the fucking Raptors, because if they just keep losing the Cavs in the playoffs, then who gives a fuck, right?
They're fine. They've got someone tomorrow that's going to be great. Is it okay? No, it's not okay. See, they're playing
Cavs.
Somebody. Cavs. Yep. That'll be great.
We'll get to that in the game previews.
Sorry, pretty future good. Segments.
Didn't step on anything, though.
Yeah.
Number five. R. Grant Hill, Steve Nash, Jason Kidd, Ray Allen, and Mo Cheeks, all deserving Hall of Famers. Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, right? There was like no qualms about that one, which is pretty weird.
I'll just spread them out.
Yeah,
for some reason
weird.
They all seem a bit too similar.
Yeah, the Ray Allen, the Jason Kidd, Steve Nash. You're like, all right, we've got two white point guards.
Mm.
Like, can't we do one next year so we've got that white point guard guy where you go, oh, that guy.
Great class, though. Like,
it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I just still love that we had co-rookie of the years with Grant Hill and Jason Kidd. It's amazing.
They're doing everything. They're bound by the hip. NBA Jam.
True that. I love it.
Draft class, four Hall of Fame class.
All right, look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day. Tim, look at me. College basketball fucking sucks. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just shit.
What's your Lonzo segment called?
Better than Lonzo Ball.
Yeah. Well, what's the guy that played really well for Villanova?
DiVincenzo.
Here's a segment for you. Who made more money than DiVincenzo today? I did. You did.
True that.
I hardly worked today. Pretty sure you haven't done much today either.
Indentured servitude. It's brutal. All right. You ready for Outback Takehouse? You want some shrimp on your take? Come to Outback Takehouse. Got takes on the barbie.
$9.99
takes. Also, a blooming onion. It's Outback Takehouse. Pop is forcing Kawhi out because he's power hungry and wants to run for the 2020 presidency. Can't do it if he's still coach of the San Antonio Spurs and Kawhi is still around. Oh,
what?
There's your take, Tim.
That's a great hot take because it sounds it has the nonsense qualities of a Stephen A. Smith sentence. Why does Kawhi have to be gone for him to coach?
Well, no, this is just easier. He can go, Kawhi fucked off. See you guys, I'm going to run for president.
Self-sabotage.
I love it. All right, we're going to be back in a second to talk about the Australian players in the Australian Player Watch right after these words from Delhi.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
NBA Straya, we're back. It's Australian Player Watch. Tim, considering no one played, because this is the stupidest day of the fucking year, get some thoughts on the Australian players and what you think about them. Ben Simmons, Big Dick Ben Simmons. Big Dick Benny! Big Simo!
Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons.
Bloody well better be.
Oh, you want more opinions than that?
You got anything else?
He's fantastic. I'm curious to see. He's playing like a 29-year-old. I wonder if this is him. Like if he's one of those people that enter in and like I would say he's already elite.
Like a Dame Lillard kind of dude.
Yeah, and is that as good as he's going to be? Or are we just seeing like the first quarter of something amazing? I think as Australians we want it to be that, but... He's got some significant flaws and he just ignores them.
Yeah, which is amazing. Yeah. He plays to his strengths. He goes, really does. Can't do that? Fuck it. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Great.
So, even Manute Bol started shooting threes eventually. He'll get tempted.
Thing is,
the disease of more.
They're 46 and 30. They're in the four seed at the moment.
Yeah.
That's fucking remarkable.
They're playing reasonably well without Joel Embiid.
Yep. 10 straight. I think three of those are coming out without Joel. That's unreal. Good job, Big Dick Ben Simmons. Patty Mills. Not a great year.
No. And every year I predict him to come up a bit and win sixth man, especially in the Spurs system. But no, he's dropped off.
Mm.
He even seems to have gone a step down in the depth chart.
So he's starting at the moment, just to throw
That's because of...
So DeJounte, he's starting next to DeJounte Murray and Pat, and then Parker's coming off the bench. So it's kind of like this weird thing where he's sort of starting, and it seemed like most of the year Pop didn't know what to do with it. Because Tony Parker's coming off the bench now. As like the spark plug, six-man point guard going.
Spark plug slash zombie.
slash going to bang your wife. What up? Good job, Tony Parker. I shall bang your wife, Rembari. She is there. How you say? Smoking hot, no? Patty Mills out there. Look, he's gotten better, I think, in the last couple of weeks. But it really does seem like he, like, once he has his role defined, he then takes a little while, works into it, and then kicks ass. It's the in-between periods where it's like, oh, geez.
Yeah, you can't slot him in. That's true. I wouldn't say he's had a good season. There was that horrible patch for the Spurs. But I don't know, like, when was he ever going to step up and replace Patty? Replace Tony. Parker. Yep. It's only happened by default because Tony's gotten worse.
Yeah, he should just be like a Lou Will, just plug him in, let him go kind of.
He won't be starting. They'll wait till.
Yep. Jingling Joe Ingles, the jingler. Hey, it's the jingler. I'm coming to get you. Third leading. Three-point shooter in the NBA now. Unbelievable.
Well, in makes?
No, in percentage.
He won percentage a couple of years ago.
He's going, so in terms of makes, he's probably going to maybe get up above Clay.
Yeah.
Because Clay's obviously been out the last couple
of
weeks.
Clay don't play.
And the percentage is a prick because Darren Collison is leading on about a third of the attempts of the jingler. And then Reggie Bullock has actually ducked ahead of jingler as well on about, I think, just over half of the attempts. So it's a bit fucked. So... Look, I'm going to just say
the weighted is the best three-point shooter. Yeah, well, he is. I can't believe it. You was blown away, but like, I love it.
It's
we used
so
to make
fun
of how ugly that dude was and how he looks like he's 40. Trust me, everybody. He's looked like that since he was 10.
There's great photos of him like with the South Dragons in like when he was like 16. He looked exactly the same.
I can't believe how long he's been around.
It's great. Dante Exum came back. Looking good.
He is
second highest scoring game of his career the other night. 21 points, had 14 like the other day as well. Smashing. I just love it.
It's actually
Kangaroo
been
Kobe, Tim. Kangaroo Kobe. That remains to be seen, he says. What do you reckon about Son of Cecil?
It's been perfect because they almost brought him back in the same way that Fultz was brought back, right? Jazz are flying. They don't need him. Rubio's got that spot locked.
Yep.
So he can just ease himself back in and he's like playing nicely.
Yeah.
There's no expectation on him. Donovan Mitchell's also done him a favor because he's not some savior now.
Yeah, he doesn't have to shoot a fucking million times a game.
Yeah, which we don't think he can. And I'm impressed so far. I don't think he's ever going to be what he could have been.
It's going to be interesting though. Like he's still fucking so young and he's restricted.
He's actually surprisingly older than Joe Ingles.
Matty Dellavedova missed the last 2 months after an ankle. February 6th he went out, which is brutal. Set back in his rehab. After all those rehab videos as well that he was putting out, this was a big blow. I don't know what he did, but it must have been pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, never should have left Cleveland.
Well, they haven't won a title without him, Tim.
So. Yeah, and I don't think he's sold a shoe since he left the Cavs either.
Deli ones.
That merch stand at Kicks 101 in Elizabeth Street.
I'm going to go there later.
Gathers does. I see your so photo when they put it up, you know, if you're years ago now. It sits there. The colors are faded. The dust is gathered. It's a sad sight.
Nice. How about Thon song? Thon McGurr. Thon. No Thon. He's out at the moment. Got a groin strain from carrying around that giant rig of his, no doubt.
That's why the Bucks are strong. You mean he's
big penis.
Yeah. He definitely has a big penis.
Speaking of big penises, Aaron Baines. Bangers. Did you see he hit 2 3-pointers the other night? This was amazing.
Was
the
weird.
Baines 3-point watch. Finally. 2 of 13 from 3 on the year now. On you, Bainesy. He's all of Australia, Tim.
Been a good year for Australians.
It has.
Do you ever count Stephen Adams on this podcast?
We do. We have Kiwi Corner on Thursdays. Kiwi Corner, and then we have The Diary of Stephen Adams.
He is. Well, of course. I know The Diary. He is just the best.
So I did get asked on the Trap podcast where I guested. Go check them out. They're awesome. Is Thon a bust?
No.
He's not yet, right?
He's not playing like a number 10, I suppose, at this point, but Austin Rivers is also a 10th pick.
So, still project, right? That's it.
Yeah, I think
he's
great.
Give him another couple of years?
Yeah.
All right. Bangers Baines out there crushing it. I'm loving this. He's also leading the league in the best individual defensive rating of any current rotation player. They're the only ones above him are injured and out and only played like a couple of games. That's pretty fucking good. And I think when he plays, they're 42-18 when he starts. Pretty good.
It gets lost on me why it's not discussed constantly. This is Brad Stevens. That's why Isaiah Thomas was like paralyzed from the waist down and was the fifth best player in the NBA last year.
Jay Crowder fell off a fucking cliff in Cleveland.
Brad Stevens.
Avery Bradley just can't play basketball anymore. Tough, man. How about Andrew Bogut? Did you like his sort of coming out and just going, hey, man, I'm just going to stay in Australia. My wife.
Yeah, that's
pregnancy.
Why.
Sorry.
Yeah. But not because you weren't getting any calls. I was going to dump her anyway, Andrew Bogut. I don't want to play in the NBA.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he'll... So one of the other questions I got asked is, do you reckon he'll get a contract next year?
No.
My point was, I reckon he won't get one to start the year, but...
Oh, yeah, he could. Yeah, if there's a need
to tap on the shoulder.
Or an injury, that's true.
I reckon he'll end up back at Golden State.
Yeah, that's what if there's a team that might pick him up, it's Golden State.
How about Mango Matthew-Yang? The Greensboro Swarm, big man. I love him. The G League. 3 games four games in the ones this year. Pretty great. Loved him. Had his big coming out party in that 61-point win over Memphis. Mm. Fucking crushed it. First NBA point to dunk. Anyway, he seems right. And Kyrie, the final part of the Australian Player Watch. Bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, missing
kind
Kyrie.
Of in and off.
Yeah.
I really expected him to do the Isaiah Thomas of last year and just like go absolutely fucking bananas this year. It just turns out he was just a better player though. So.
Started that way. I mean, I'm very excited. Who cares what happens to Celtics this year? It's not supposed to be their year. When Hayward's back and Kyrie's there and they've all like had a season together of training or whatever, not that they've played together by then, but they are going to be a special team.
Yeah, fucking A. Tatum and Brown, man, just that combination of the wings. Do you reckon the Nets are just sitting there going, God, come on, man. They're our guys. Oh, fuck. Brutal. Anyway, what are you going to do? There you go. That's Australian Player Watch. Now it's time for, it's Tuesday. What do we do on Tuesdays? Praise the Lord, I'm healed. It's Tuesday, so it's time for the Shane Heal Shoot Your Shot Random Guy going ham of the week. And in honor of Tim, Laker fan being here, it's the Laker legend. Who do you reckon this could be, Tim? Random guy going off.
Wait, is this a throwback?
It's a throwback. Oh, it's always a throwback.
That would be Kwame or Smush.
No, Nick Van Exel.
Oh, random.
Nick Van Exel.
It's an all-star.
So, even better, I'm a Seattle Supersonics fan. And in this game in 1995, the Lakers beat the Sonics 108-105 because Nick Van Exel went fucking ham on the Sonics. 46 minutes in regulation. How is that? Unbelievable. Just tougher back then, Tim. Just tougher. Goes 12 of 19 from the field. And this is 1995, remember. Not too many people are shooting threes at a good clip. He went 7 of 9. Holy shit. What do you reckon he ended up on?
Total points.
Yeah.
46.
Pretty good.
White game.
9 of 10 for three throws. It's his third highest scoring game ever and his highest scoring game as a Laker.
Oh, really?
He topped that only twice, four other times, but there was 44 and 41 when he was with the Nuggets. So there you go. 40 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals for Nick Van Exel. Big Dick Nick. And 1995, who was on that Lakers team, Tim?
That was the year before Shaq and Kobe came along.
Yep.
So it was Eddie Jones.
No. Well, didn't play in this game.
Oh.
It's going to be tough.
Vlade.
Yep.
I say Green. Was he back?
No.
Magic Johnson?
No. One of Magic Johnson's running mates, though.
Byron?
No. I think Goggles.
Rambus?
Yeah, Rambus came back.
Good Lord.
Weird. After Rambus went to like Phoenix and Charlotte.
They all come back.
Yeah.
AC Green was on the 2000 title team.
Sam Bowie.
Oh, was on the team. Wow.
Anthony Peeler. George Lynch.
Peels. Oh, yeah, George Lynch.
Eldon Campbell. That weird. That dude had like the world's biggest like torso. It was fucking strange. Antonio Harvey. Sure. And Seattle legend, Sadale Threat.
Yeah.
Unreal.
That's
not even Cedric Sabalas at this point. Cedric was the year after.
But that's about when he moved to LA with his wife, obviously, to play. And that's when she met Dr. Dre and started banging him.
Crazy. Poor Cedric. There you go.
No, Sadale.
Sadale. Yeah. That's right. Cedric. Sadale Threat. Funny as hell. Laker legend, Nick Van Exel, you are our Shane Heal Shoot Your Shot random guy going ham of the week. All right, coming up next, we've got the Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board, and the game previews after, let's say, these words.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, we're back. Thanks, PDX Pete. That's a great one. Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Are you inspired by Patty Mills? You should be.
Why?
He's an inspiring kind of guy.
Oh, well, from his tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be pretty inspiring. Hit a bit of a rough patch though there, did Patty. Tweeted out one time between basically they lost to the Rockets on March 12th. But he's back. He's back with a vengeance. Love this. The Masters. Apparently Patty Mills loves golf. So he's retweeted the Masters and said, J-Day all day. Fist bump, thumbs up, all the best baller. Hashtag at J-Day Golf. Jason Day. Loves him. Best mates.
Didn't LeBron nearly kill his wife?
Yeah, LeBron nearly ran into Jason Day's wife. Pretty good stuff. All right, let's go. Game previews. You ready for this?
Game previews.
What do you think, inadvertent Bane?
I believe the Nets will beat the Sixers. The Nets were born in the darkness. The Sixers grew here.
Aaron Bane.
There's a Photoshop. Nets at Sixers. Who you got? No Joel. Sixers crush him, right?
Oh, yeah. Goodness me.
Easy. Raps at Cavs. This is a good one. Prove it, Raps.
Raps will win that game.
You reckon?
Yeah, because
Cleveland.
They beefed it. Was it last week they played each other?
A week and a half ago.
And they really should have won that, made a statement.
They fucking had 79 points or something in the first half.
I know. And then LeBron himself.
Kicked the shit out of
And they've
too.
Been a little bit wonky since then. So they just need to
just,
you don't want people to start writing them off. They're the number one seed. They need to win that game.
Well, the tricky thing for the Raps is like, they've got a three game stretch. I think they played Boston twice and the Cavs in between.
Mm.
So they could actually end up
That's why they've done so well. They've had a coasty schedule.
They're only two games up on Boston now, with one more game against Boston to come and this game against the Cavs.
I believe in the Raps. I think they're fine.
Nice. Hawks at Heat. Brutal. This was a playoff series like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But you know what? This is the exact kind of game Miami shits the bed in.
They're not paying attention. The Hawks smoke them. Yep. I think the Heat still win it.
Oh, they'll win, but they...
So the Hawks, sneaky. Maybe worth a bit of a flutter there to see what the odds are on the Hawks. Magic at Knicks. Gross! No good. Hornets at Bulls. Gross! No, thank you.
Hey, I think the Hornets, not the last like couple of games, but 2 weeks before that, they were playing really well.
The Hornets?
Yeah, they were fun to watch.
With Frenchie Batum. Oh, I shall pass this ball to Fox Dwight Howard. Kemba Walker. Fucking hell. Who got Magic Knicks?
No.
Knicks. You reckon that's Knicks. The cheapest ticket in Madison Square Garden this year? An April game against Orlando. Yeah, I reckon it might be, right?
And it's snowing like crazy in New York.
Yeah, it fucking snowed all day yesterday. And there's no planes coming in either.
That's bizarre. No, I actually think Orlando are the worst team in the league at the moment. So I'm giving that to Knicks.
Give it to the Knicks. Hornets or Bulls? Hornets are going to win that, don't they? The Bulls are just going to go, fuck.
No, the Bulls will probably accidentally win that too.
Give me the Hornets. Wiz at Rockets. Pretty good. Interesting. Rockets are resting everybody left, right, and center, though.
No, I don't think. I think that James Harden will play that game, and I think the Rockets will win that game by a lot. Because, again, they've just had a couple of iffy games lately.
I feel like the Wizards will randomly win this. And we'll go, oh, was there something wrong with the Rockets? And they'll be like, no, we rested.
Or John Wall will Like, this would be comeback game, like, yeah. 25 points, 12 assists.
The Wiz definitely need to win this as well, because they're basically, if they drop this, they're going to be pretty much tied 7-8 with the Heat and Bucks.
Houston.
Unbelievable. Nice one. That's a good call. It's pretty fucking good games.
Yeah, it's a great day.
Celtics and Bucks?
Yep.
Jesus, another good one. Another playoff preview, perhaps. Celtics in two. Bucks currently tied with the Heat in 7-8. Interesting. I don't know how the fuck the Celtics are doing this, Tim. They won six straight. They've got like two healthy dudes.
What did you say?
It's Terry Rozier. Eh?
What does everyone keep? It's Brad Stevens.
The president. El Presidente. So who do you reckon? Celtics, Bucks.
Celtics.
Nice. Warriors, Thunder. Another great game.
Hang on, hold up. It's not Bucks, Celtics. It's Stevens, Bronte.
Bronte.
When you put it that way, it's a pretty easy choice.
Ugh. Warriors at Thunder. Perhaps another playoff preview with the Warriors in two. Oh, actually, that probably won't happen then, will it? Because they're in two. The Thunder, probably four or five.
Yeah, so the Warriors aren't moving from here. Look, Thunder will probably win that game. There's still no Steph, and they just want those games more than the Warriors do. I think they've won them all so far.
The coward Kevin Durant coming home.
Yeah.
Always a bit of a factor.
That's true. He could play.
He could ring up 50 on them. Day off, you know, maybe. See how
it goes. I'm switching. BSW
Warriors? Yeah, I think the Thunder win that. I talked you into it. I just go the other way. Blazers at Mavs. That's a great uniform matchup. I love a Blazers Mavs.
Hmm.
The blue versus the red, white, and black.
Yeah.
Nice one for the Blazers as well. After their win over the Grizz, they can just fucking cruise now. They're in the third seed, no problem.
So, they're two games ahead, aren't they?
Two and a half. Three now. Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe they can cruise a little.
I think they're pretty good.
Just win that game, and then they're probably good. Locked in.
Well, you would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
There's only four.
Well, who knows? The Spurs always find a way to do things.
Suddenly the Spurs are three seed. You're like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Come on. Fuck that. Pacers at... So, yeah, I think Blazers win that, don't they? Even in Dallas?
Yep.
Pacers at Nugs. Interesting. Pacers desperately clawing so hard. Half a game back from the Sixers in four and a full game back from the Cavs in three. Versus the Nugs trying to get in.
Yeah.
While the Pelicans are busy shitting the bed and the Nugs are like, hey, man, we just came back and beat the Bucks, son.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I just don't rate Denver that much, even though they're way above 500. I think the Pacers win because they need it more.
Give me some Victor Oladipo. I like it. Lakers at Jazz. Your Lakers, Tim, versus the Jingler. Coming to get you. And Dante Exum.
You're a classic Australian media now where you lead with the Australian players like they're the...
As opposed to Donovan fucking Mitchell, the rookie of the year.
All those Bogut's Warriors advance to the finals again.
Yeah. Andrew Bogut leads...
Two rebounds at one Warriors. Point. No,
Brandon Ingram still out with the concussion protocol. Didn't even travel. Lonzo traveled, but still listed as doubtful.
And Isaiah Thomas's legs have been amputated.
Yeah, they just chopped the little dude in half, didn't they?
You can give that one.
Utah, yeah, they win that. Kings at Suns, again.
The notes.
Gross! That's a Tankapalooza. Fucking special. Kings at Suns.
They've both been playing reasonably well. The Suns almost beat the Rockets and with Harden.
And played pretty well against the Warriors.
And the Kings have, like you said, have won like four of the last seven or whatever it is. So that could be just a classic game.
classic tanker.
The Suns will win.
I reckon the Suns will win that because they've got a couple of games in hand.
Yeah.
I reckon the Kings really just go, okay, so we're playing five centers. We've actually just re-signed George Papagiannis, the pizza man. Out you go. Final game, Spurs at Clippers. Oh,
wait,
geez.
Did they really?
No. He's gone. He's up in fucking Portland.
I thought you might have said they'd give him another 10 day or something.
No. Kings at Suns. Who do you got? Suns. Final game, Spurs at Clippers. No Kawhi.
Spurs.
You the Spurs?
Yeah.
How's Kawhi, though?
Well, that
isn't
is
that just the fucking bizarre. Weirdest thing in the world?
I can't believe that the weirdest story is coming out of that franchise.
Bizarre. So you reckon Spurs win that?
Yeah.
Clippers are just so weird and upside down, right?
Yeah, they are. But the Spurs are playing quite well ever since it got
really weird.
Yeah.
And they've just like started smoking motherfuckers. They've won 8 of their last 10. Do you think Kawhi comes back?
This season? No.
No Kawhi. There you go. I feel it.
What happens with Pop? In the first round, if they're playing whoever and they are 2-0 down, that's almost Pop throwing the series right there.
Yep.
But if it's like game seven, if they've advanced the second round, it's game seven and they can bring Kawhi back, maybe. But I doubt it.
I don't know if you do it.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's so
it's
weird.
So strange. I don't know. Don't know what to tell you. And you know what? That's fucking it, man. Thanks, Tim. That was awesome. Fun as hell. It's been NBA Straya for today. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. We'll have the old NBA stray. Never forget. Don't know who it is today. Might be time for a deli one. Don't know. Anyway, everyone's don't forget to make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, all the places you get podcasts, you know, all that shit. Tell a mate. Chuck us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it. Come on. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They are the best band in Australia right now. Their new single, Stop, is an absolute fucking cooker. Go request it on Triple J. Oh, Triple J, you dickheads. Fucking play House Hats. Stop, fuckheads. Do it.
I used to know a dickhead that worked at Triple J.
Must be a real fucking asshole. And an extra special thanks to the legends of Green, 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 Iowa Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it. All right, no skit for today. Tim, anything else you want to add? This was fun.
No.
Nice one. What do you reckon the Lakers' final record is for the year?
What, they're 30...
33 and 43.
Two more wins?
35. All right, nice one. All right, this has been NBA Straight for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow, you dickheads. Later, hoser!